My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Our scripture reading today is from 1 Corinthians 13. I'm sorry, I changed it up last night. It's from Matthew 5, 38 through 48. I was reading this and I felt like it went better with the sermon, I feel like. Because you have heard it that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to them the other cheek also. And if anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, hand over your coat as well. If anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with them 2 miles. Give to the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. You have heard what it is said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your own people, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. So start out with a story. There was a father who, he's going out of town for a couple of days on a business trip. So as he's getting ready, getting packed up a couple of days before, he's like, man, I'm sort of worried. You know, we got these three kids, and I believe they're going to run my wife into the ground. Man, they're going to go crazy. So before he left, he had a word with his oldest son. Now, keep in mind, his oldest son was 9 years old, so imagine just that age group. The father, he told him, when I'm away, I want you to think about what I would normally do around the house, and you do it for me. In the father's mind, you know, that meant picking up the kitchen and helping wash dishes, make the beds, take out the garbage, and just keep the house in order. Don't just run rampant and don't do anything because I'm not here. Help out more. Well, when he got back from his business trip, he talked to his wife and asked her how the older son had done. Well, she replied, you know, it was very strange. Right after breakfast, he made himself another cup of coffee. He went to the living room, turned on the TV, and started reading the newspaper for about half an hour. His father, he didn't expect his directions to be taken this literally. So, what's that mean for us? What does that have to do with our lesson today? I guess it's sort of a funny story, but I think it goes with it. This scripture is almost a shocking thing for the people to hear at this time. He goes, an eye for an eye, don't do that. A tooth for a tooth, don't do that. Don't seek revenge. Seek peace. Seek love. If someone's going to take advantage of you, basically, give extra. Show them that it's all right. I give freely. I love whatever it may be. And at the end, he says, be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Now, that's the most shocking one of them all. I don't know if that's possible, if we read it just like that. Boom. Be perfect, just as God is perfect. How can you do that? That doesn't make any sense. What does that look like? What does that mean? I mean, this is, for the longest time, would seem impossible to the Israelites at this time. If you look at the Old Testament laws, I mean, it's don't wear two different types of, you know, cloth. Wear tassels at all times. You know, have this box on your forehead, if you read that one literally, with the law in it. Do all this, all these laws. It would seem impossible to follow them. If we followed every one like they did or tried to do back then, I bet most of us would break even more than half of them already this morning. And I don't know, I've only been up for a couple hours. I mean, it was crazy strict. Couldn't imagine being perfect. But then, this advice that Jesus was saying, this advice to the Israelites, through his life and his death, it became more than just advice. It became a good news, a proclamation of joy. In walks Jesus. You know, he followed the old law, but in a way that it was supposed to be followed, in a different way, in a new light. He took this scripture to heart, and he did it himself. He took this law, he took this be perfect to heart. He opened up a new way of being human so that all who follow him can discover what it means to live in this perfection. When he was mocked, he didn't respond with negativity. When he was challenged, he showed them a new way. When they struck him, he took the pain. And when he nailed him to the cross, he prayed for them. In the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 5 here, you know, they're not just about us. I know he's pretty direct, you know. This is some instructions. Seems pretty for us, for the Israelites. But if they were just for us, just some teachings, they could easily be something to strive for, something to admire at a distance. I mean, this is the perfect person, you could say. How could we do that? How could we be this perfect person? That's the statue outside that, man, that guy had it. How could we ever be like him? You know, it's the picture on the stained glass windows. How could we ever be like him? But it's more than that. It's more than just advice. It's more than just advice to us as well. This was Jesus talking about himself in his human form. Not just his divine form, his human form. His advice for his life. Here was his blueprint for how he lived every day, all his teachings, all the way he walked, everything. This was how he lived. This was his blueprint. He was sharing it with us and saying, almost saying, look, this is a blueprint for my life. I'm following it. I've done it all. You know, I faced the slapping on the cheek. I turned the other one. I faced negativity. I faced challenges. I faced death. So in that, I'm not going to ask you anything new. I'm not going to ask you to do something that I haven't done. I'm going to ask you to do something I've done. I'm going to lay it out for you and show you the path, show you the blueprint, so that you can follow it as well. Within Jesus, we see what it's like to be perfect, like the Heavenly Father is perfect. We see what that is like. It's an example. And this scripture isn't just to show us how to behave, but to help us discover the living God and the love and the life and the death of Jesus. To learn to reflect that love in ourselves, in the world that needs it so badly from ourselves. In bringing us to Christ, God isn't calling us to be God's special people, sort of like he did the Israelites, while the rest of the world remains in darkness. He didn't say, I'm just telling you, you Christians in this church building today, here's your blueprint, good luck, we're going to do it. He said, this is how you're to act in the world, full of its wrongness and opposing the blueprint. This is how you're to act. You're to be the light of the world. You're to be the salt of the earth. With this love. That's the blueprint. And God, he saved us so that through us, God can bless all people. Not just the Christian community, not just the Israelite community at the time, but all people. And Jesus is the way in which this all-powerful love is given. That's how we spread it. It's through Jesus. Jesus, he carved out the path through this jungle, urging us to come with him on this dangerous road, this new road, this road of perfection. Doesn't make really a lot of sense without Jesus. He says, you've heard it said, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. Heard it said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you to love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. This is something radical and crazy to the listeners in that day. And it's almost radical to us as well. I mean, I know, I talk to most of you here, you grew up in church, you've heard these rules. So it's sort of just something that you know. You know this is how you're supposed to live. But imagine if you didn't, you weren't raised in the church. You were raised just out in the world doing your own thing. You know, you're raised up in America where the culture is of justice, almost in the shape of revenge. You know, you steal from me, you're going to jail. You lose a portion of your life. Out in the free world. You know, the old law, it says an eye for an eye. That's not the way of letting revenge run away with itself. All these laws, it's revenge, revenge, revenge. Imagine growing up knowing that's all there was. That's sort of how he's talking to these people. Why he's laying out this blueprint for us as well. But you know, he takes this revenge further. He says, better take no revenge at all. But to rather have almost a creative way of going forward in which we directly reflect this astonishing, patient love of God who wants his church to shine his light in the world. not just in the church, but to all the world. He wants to show that all the world that he is the one true God. And at his deepest nature, underneath everything, here's the secret. I believe the foundation of God himself is love. I mean, without love, you can read anywhere in the Bible, without love there, there is nothing. Without the love, without this foundation, there's nothing to build upon. So I think the foundation of God himself is of this love. And it explains his idea of justice, of his idea of don't take revenge, but act out of love and kindness to each other. Spread me, which is peace, compassion, and forgiveness to everybody. And that sounds like love to me. Foundation of God is love. John Wesley, he defined Christian perfection, which he believed we should always be shooting for. John Wesley believed it's something that we could obtain. Using this verse in Scripture here as one of his sources, be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. He said we should always be striving for having a habitual love for God and neighbor. And that's the most important thing. This is a habit that should be our focus, one we should always try to grow into and strive for. This love, it overcomes anything and everything. In our lives, in the world around us, anything bad, anything good. It overcomes it. It outshines it. Love is the foundation. You know, what would it mean, think about this, to reflect God's generous love despite the pressure and attacks coming from all around you? Instead of getting upset and angry, which is really easy. I mean, I was driving here this morning, and there was a train that just stopped on the tracks. I don't know if anybody else saw that this morning. I was like, what in the world? I'm going to be late. This can't be happening. It upset me a little bit. That's not what this verse is saying. It's saying despite your anger, your frustration at the time, overcome it with love. You know, with this love, could it bring you peace, this inner confidence to face and overcome any obstacle? Because showing this love in any situation, it can potentially change the world, I believe. This blueprint that Jesus lays out for our lives becomes the way that we live our lives. Is that something we could do? Is it something that's feasible? You know, again, I said this idea of perfection, that's out there. That seems impossible. But is it really? Is this blueprint so crazy of an idea? To just love. Grow in love. To grow in perfection. Foundation of God is love. To grow in love, you're growing more like God. And God is perfect, so that's perfect. I think it's a pretty straightforward blueprint. Granted, it's hard. I don't think it's impossible. In Jesus, we're able to see that God, he's with us at all times. We're able to see that there is a way that is radically different than the way we grew up, the way we read some of the Old Testament, some of the New Testament as well, and the way we see the law of the land. When we follow Jesus, when we take on this blueprint, we discover time and time again what God, he's really like, what he really looks like, how he's moving our lives and the lives of those around us. And how this contact with God can spread to those who we encounter as well. This contact with the living God, letting it spread and grow through us, following this blueprint for our lives, this blueprint of love, we can spread that to others. This love that he freely presents to all the world. And you know, I don't know about you, but this world really needs it, I believe. So that's what we're called to do, to spread God's love. With our lives, with our actions, with our voices, the way we talk to people, the way we act. When that guy cuts you off, what do? You act in love. Don't honk at him and ride up on him. I know we all like to do that sometimes. Happened to me the other day as well. So spread God's love with your life, with all your actions. Let it flow through you so that you can see all things are possible through Christ who strengthens us. Maybe show somebody else today. Feel pray with me. Lord, again, thank you for allowing us to gather here today to worship you. And Lord, thank you for showing us this blueprint right here in front of us, right here in the Scriptures. You know, it sounds easy, but we know it's hard. So give us the strength and the courage. Give us the comfort. Show us the love so we can spread it to all those around us. Jesus, now I pray. Amen.